And to look at Amuna is a mitzvah, and Matzis Maisius is a mitzvah. Shabbos is not, as I said, Tzitzis, and Tzitzis is not filler, and Amuna is none of those. All separate mitzvahs, part of the Tayag mitzvahs. So I wanted to trace, there's a conclusion that I came to from the Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah. And I subsequently discovered that Rav Moshe Feinstein Tzatzal also came to the same conclusion, so I was quite elated. He brought it from a different source, but fine. But we both arrived at the same conclusion. And the conclusion is a very striking one. It's a very, very significant one in terms of our Avodas Hashem. So I want to begin first. Switched around the two Rambams. I need the Rambam. I need Avo. I took Mada. I need Avo. Oh. I had both and I switched them around. I put one away. The one I needed, I put away. Left. Keep going. There you go. Should be towards the right, all the way towards the right.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a good sleight of hand, I deceived myself. Parak Vav of the Halachos Tefillin Mezuzah and Sefer Torah. We'll read the Rambam. It was a very interesting pshat. The last halacha, this is really the last halacha in Hilchos Mezuzah, and a lot of times the Rambam in the very final halacha of a section of halacha, the Rambam lets loose a little bit in terms a little bit more than just the strict halachas. He gives us a view, a perspective on the mitzvahs. Chayav Adam Lizor Mezuzah. We have to be particularly meticulous about mezuzah v'mneishi chayvas hakol tomet. It's an obligation that encompasses all of Klal Yisrael. Every member in Klal Yisrael, men, women, zaydis, elder zaydis, whatever, bar mitzvah bachram, everyone is mechuyav in mezuzah. There's no particular station in life or person that is, anyone that's mechuyav in mitzvah is mechuyav in mezuzah. And this is a constant chiyav. Baruch Hashem, overwhelmingly we tend to live someplace and not on the street. So we have some residents from Mechuyev and Mezuzah, so it encompasses all of Klal Yisrael. V'chol eishi yikones v'yetze, and every time that a person goes in and out of his home, yifka b'yichud shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he bumps into Achdus Hashem on the door, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. V'yizkor avoso, and remember the Avo for Klal Yisrael, the phenomenal Avo that the Rebbeinu Shlomo passed for us. The Yeyor Mishinoso, and he'll wake up from his sleep. Ushkiyoso, and his involvement, Bahavle Hazman, we tend to get caught up in transient matters. V'yeda, and we will come to contemplating Shom Dover Oimei L'Olam L'Olmei Olamim, the only thing that stands forever, El Yidiyas Tzora Olam, is the knowledge of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's the only abiding Metzius, is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. When we are a Chayzer L'Daito, if I contemplate that, so that's a reset. I press the reset button on the computer. V'Hoylech V'Darchim Meshorim, and it prompts me to go on the Derech HaYoshem. Forget about all the shtusim that we get involved in this world. And the shtusim could be a pretty big list. You know, chasing money is the choich ultimately. It's also a shtus. You know, yeah, of course we need money to live. There's nothing that the Rebbeinu created in this world. Not money, not all the taivas that exist. All of them have a place. They're all necessary. We can't function without them. But we have to keep them in proper proportion. The moment that they get out of hand and they become an end unto itself, from deep trouble. So we pass the mezuzah and we stop to think, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem, that's the only abiding reality, is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Is V'hoylech B'darchei Mashon, that pushes us to hit the reset button. Omru Chachamim Kol Mi She'yesh Lo Tefillin B'Roishon U'Mizroya, he has tefillin on the head and on his hand. V'tzitzis B'Bigno U'Mezuzah B'Pizcho Muchzuk Lo Shelo Yechta. He wants it. Why? It was a very rationalistic approach to this. You know, we talk about this malochim that have to do with the shmira of a person, zukta rambam, shoroyeshlo, maskirim rabim. These are all of the things that remind us of our relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Behein hein, and these reminders, these are hamalochim shematzilin oisim alachta. When we say they are malochim that accompany us, the malochim of the mitzvahs. We see, I put on tefillin, I see the tzitzis, I pass the mezuzah. Those are the malachim, those are the revengers, messengers to remind us of what we're supposed to be doing. Shenema chayin malach Hashem sov v'dureyov, the malach of the Rabbeinu Shem dwells around us, v'yichal tzeim, and it saves us.
In the world that people do have all those things, and sin anyway.
Listen, we all in life we can do, what did I say, you can bring the horse to water, but you can't make him drink. The Rebbeinu Shem provides us with the opportunity, if we stop to think a little bit of what we're supposed to do. If we just want to go and miss this Hanoshim Ulumodo, you know, we throw on the talis, the tefillin, the mezuzah's on the door, you know, and that's what concerns us is more the case of the mezuzah than what's inside the mezuzah. That's the way we look. We have to avail ourselves of the opportunities that exist. If we don't, you're right, it doesn't help. You know, but it gives us the opportunity. Gemara relates in Menachos that it was a yid, he was a big maneuver. So we heard it was Yana Zaina Me'evil Ayam, you know. So he booked an appointment with her. He traveled all the way there to meet her. No, never, he made one mistake. He forgot to take off his tzitzis before. So when he was taking off his tzitzis, the tzitzis smacked him in the nose, you know. So he said, wait a second, it doesn't add up. So he decided that's it, he has to stop. And now we begin to go on relate. So we became a Baal Tshuva, and she became a Chazeres B'Tshuva, and whatever. The opportunities exist if we avail ourselves of them. But what does the Rambam write there? The Rambam writes, the essence of the mitzvah is, What is the mitzvah that we're looking at? We're connecting to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. This mitzvah's mezuzah. This is our connection with the Rebbeinu Shem. The mitzvah is not just to clap the mezuzah on the door. The mitzvah is connecting us with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And these are mitzvahs because they scream Shema Yisrael at us. And they come from the Lamantiskru of Asizim, it's called Mitzvah, and they yell a little louder than some other mitzvahs. But the essence, what's the essence of the mitzvah? The essence of the mitzvah is the connection with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Mashmos in the Rambam is that the yisoid of the mitzvah is the Amunah. If the mitzvah is just, it's on the door, I clap it up, so go gang, so what do you want? So I put up mitzvah, where does that connect me with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? But it's apparent in the Rambam, and we'll see this even more as we go along, that it's the Amunah, that's the essence of the mitzvah. It's Kach Tzivani Aboyri, this is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's mezuzah on the door. That's the mitzvah. If I have a mezuzah on the door, and I don't have the cognitive awareness that this is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's mezuzah, I struck out. I missed it. Now we'll see the Rambam, before Shia Rambam, refer back to the Rambam Perakei. It's a very, very interesting Rambam, and has halachic implications in many regards. Perak Hay Halacha Dalet. Minik Poshet, the Rambam wrote, She Koismen Ala Mezuzah Mibachutz. The Rambam was, remember, didn't live with Yekis. You know, the Rambam lived with Sfaradish Jews, Temonish Jews, Abunishmet Kenyakis. So, Minik Poshet Shekoisman Ala Mezuzah Mibachutz. On the outside of the Mezuzah, Kineged HaRevach Shemein Parsha LaParsha, in the space in between the two parshias, in between Shman V'Hoyom Shemoya, write Shakai, Shin Dalad Yud. V'Eim B'Zeh Hefzid, and it doesn't harm the mezuzah l'fi shehim b'vachutz, because it's on the external part. Aval Eilu Shekoysim B'Bifnim, Shemus Malochim, there were those, and there were Rishonim, in fact, that allowed this, the Yerayim and others allow this, and the bottom of the mezuzah, some on the top, some on the bottom, distinct from the text, they wrote the names of Malach, or Shemus Kedoshim, or names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Posik, they wrote a Posik, or Chesomoy, some type of seals, Harayim Bechlau Mishayin Lehem Chelek Lo'ilam Habo. They have no Chelek Lo'ilam Habo. Why? She'eilu Atup Tipshim, these fools, Lo Dailem Shebitlu HaMitzvah, they were Mavatel the Mitzvah. So they say, why were they mevatel the mitzvah? They were mevatel the mitzvah because the Rambam wrote in the previous halacha, im kosva shalo besirtut, if you wrote a mezuzah and you didn't make lines, o shalo dikdik v'molev v'chosa, or you weren't careful in the spelling when you have to have a vav or a yud, so you don't need a vav or a yud. O shahosav v'mevifnim afilo v'isacha, so what's this? This is saying if you wrote just an independent letter, except for that, add on an extra letter. It's not attached to any text. Harizu Psula, the mezuzah is possible. So here, hearing the names of these malachim is Hoysef Oysachas. He was Moisef in the mezuzah. And based on this, Ramosha Zatzal Paskin, this is a famous thing in the Misfara Datot, when they checked mezuzahs at the beginning of the Medina, in the early years of the Medina, they used to give a stamp. I don't think the stamp had any ink on it, but there was a stamp. It was stamped into the paper that Nivdak. Some type of stamp. So Rav Moshe Zatzal said it's possible. Because it's adding Oysachas, and it's visible in the text, on the side of the text. So, first the Rambam says it's possible because you added something which doesn't belong there. But he says, but that's not the ganze avla. Ela she'oisin mitzvah gedoyla. They took a mitzvah gedoyla. She'yichud shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu avos. So it's to connect us with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Avos Hashem. Va'avaydosu when it's avoyda. And they made it kilu kameya. It's a kameya. It's an amulet lahanias atzman, which is to serve us. Kamoisha ola aliba masochol. That as they foolishly believe, she said dover amahana ba'avle oilam. Now, Ramosha learns in the Rambam that the Rambam is not saying that it's not a maila that you can have shmira from the mezuzah. There's a Gemara which indicates that. But it says, the Shmira comes from the Kiyam HaMitzvah. Since he used your bias for a mitzvah, Mavele, you have a special schus in the bias that it looks out for you. But it's not. Mezuzah is what? Because the Rabbani, what is the essence of Mezuzah? So these people have decided that, you know, they're putting up a mezuzah for what reason? They're putting up a mezuzah for protection, to be protected. So, if that's your perspective on what it means, so shameless of malochim, whatever, yeah, that's extra shmira. So if that's what you think a mezuzah is, then you trash the whole mitzvah. So the Rav is very clear to me that the issue is a mitzvah is the Rabbeinu Shem told me to do the mitzvah. It's not self-serving. Whatever comes from it, comes from it. That's what meila. I mean, there's one area, it says, v'chaduli no mezuzah by tztoko. Mora says, the Rabbeinu Shalom said, here you're allowed to test the Rabbeinu Shalom, give it stock, and you'll see that I take care of you. So there the Rabbeinu Shalom specifically really gave us the right to give it stock, and whatever comes in them, we'll get a brocha from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Mitzvahs we have to do because the Rabbeinu Shalom is mitzvah us to do a mitzvah. He said, bang up a mezuzah on the door, so you should remember Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. I put up the mezuzah, but what's my perspective on the mezuzah? Baruch Hashem, I'm safe. That's your perspective on the mezuzah. So the Rambam says, they trashed the mitzvah. They took a mitzvah. They took the Rabbeinu Shalom's mitzvah and made it into an amulet.
Can we write something on the back of it?
On the back, the Rambam says, yeah. On the back, you could write outside the mezuzah. Because that's clear, it's not intended to be a chelik of the mezuzah itself. But to write it on the side of the mezuzah, the Rambam did not hold for. Why? But the Rambam articulates that there's two problems. This first, the mezuzah itself is possible. That's number one, if they did it. It's a possible mezuzah. Now, you cannot be yotzei a mitzvah and have a kosher. You can have a kosher, lulav and esrog. You just didn't use it the right way. So, first, the Rambam says it's possible. Why is it possible? Because you made an addition. Any addition is possible. But beyond that, is the perspective, taking a perspective on the mitzvah, which doesn't focus on the Rabbeinu Shleilu. It's focused on something else. Whether it's focused on myself or focused on nothing, but it's not focused on the Rabbeinu Shleilu. So the Rambam says that we missed the whole thing. We blew it. And badly. I mean, the Rambam was pretty sharp to say, Ein lehem chelek leilam avo. I mean, they call him a tipshim is one thing, but that was Ein lehem chelek. Because they took the Torah, they made the one, because they were mavasa mitzvah. They took a mitzvah and they made the Rabbeinu Shleilu's mitzvahs. And it's utilitarian. You know, I've always said that we have a theological problem in Tzadik Baralo. How can we Tzadik Baralo? Are you talking? Someone does what the Eibishter asks of him and he gets it over the head? How can it be? So I said, the truth is, the world has to exist with Tzadik Baralo. It must have Tzadik Baralo. Why? Because otherwise, no mitzvah would be a mitzvah. Imagine he came to shul in the morning. So every guy that comes to the minyan goes, he puts his money in the market, and he says, turn him 10% a week. You know, the guys that don't come are losing 10% a week. We wouldn't have enough shuls to get everybody in. Well, what would we be coming to shul for? For what? It's the hottest new investment deal in town. So, there has to be Tzadik Baralo. I said, but the theological problem still exists. Why? Because the tzaddik should say to the Rabbanish, listen to the Rabbanish, you have a problem. You want people to do Avodas Hashem, Hashem, Shemaim. Okay, you have a problem. Avos Pirich Shuldik. What am I getting shmeist for? You know, you have a problem. This is how your problem is supposed to fit my level. You know? I should get shmeist because you have a problem. Why are you talking? So the theological problem exists, but the world must run on the basis of tzaddik Baralo. Has to have such an aspect of the world, of Rosh HaBetoivah and Tzadik Baralo. Has to be. But the essence of the mitzvah, it says, is you have to connect it. The mitzvah is Yichud Shmoy Shavah Avosah V'Avodosah. And you're taking a mitzvah and making it into something utilitarian. You trash the mitzvah. If you don't have the perspective of connecting with the Rebbeinu, you trash the mitzvah. Trash the mitzvah. So say, trash the mitzvah. If you have a mitzvah in the Torah, ultimately, you wiped it out. That's it. Oh, it's mitzvah. It's for, what is it? It's for my benefit. Benefits me. It's a good investment. If that's the way you look at a mitzvah, so you trash the mitzvah in the Torah. So the Rambam says, you trash the mitzvah in the Torah. The Rambam is marvel, what he writes.
I mean, usually when you do something,
Shavah
L'Shema, the Gemara doesn't come down that hard on somebody.
Yeah, because I think the pshat is, I think the pshat is like this. The pshat is, that I think from the Rambam's perspective, is I notice such an Indian as Lishma. And I would ultimately want to do it Lishma. But right now I'm not there. I need, you know, something to push me over the top. What did Rav Moshe write? Rav Moshe wrote that all the practical benefits that a person gets in this world, the Ribbono Shel Olam built a world that works. The Hainu. He gave us appetite. It's an amazing thing. Until you see a person that doesn't have appetite, you don't understand what appetite is. Lo'aleinu, all the people sometimes lose their appetite. They can't eat. They know that the cub's up that tells them they have to eat. I'm going to die if I don't eat. But imagine all the eating was sawdust. That's it. Abraham said, that's it. You have to eat 5 cups of sawdust a day to live. But if you don't eat 5 cups of sawdust, that's it. You're going to die. How easy would it be to eat 5 cups of sawdust? There's no tum, there's nothing. It's honest. You see people, and it's in every aspect of life. It's true. The types that the Rabbeinu Shem gave a person, because if he doesn't have those types, he can't function. Can't function. It's impossible. He bangs his head against the wall. Yoshua Zatzal used to almost laugh at himself. He once went to a doctor, and the doctor was from Polish background. So the Polish Yidden had a song that a person, Essen, Esther, Trink, Trink, Schlof, Schlof, one eats, one drinks, one sleeps, everything is fine. But when it comes to learning, it was segatlished. You know, all of a sudden, the person is out of energy. So he heard this, so he changed it to his own words. And he said, Essen, Estes nicht, and trinken, trinken, Schlaf, 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 Schlaf. He didn't have appetite for years. Eating was mamash an avodah, a pure avodah. He didn't have appetite. He says, I'll learn and learn, you know. But you see people, and I've seen it, whatever, people with medical conditions, that every taiva that a person has, if a person doesn't have it, he can't function. He's dead in the water. He can't move. It's unbelievable. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo Moshe wrote that the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave us those inyonim. Not that that should be the motivation to do it, but that helps push us over the top. I want to do what's right, but I need a push. So the Shalei Lishmo is the push, but my ultimate perspective is that I know there's a reason to do it in serving the Rebbeinu Shlomo. I need something to push me over the top to get me to do it. You know, if I wouldn't be hungry and the food wouldn't taste good, it'd be pretty hard to eat. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo made it. Our steak is gishmak. We want to eat, but ultimately we survive for that. Good, we understand that we have to eat not because the steak tastes gishmak. That's good. Ultimately, we know we have to eat because otherwise we're going to die. And how will we serve the Rebbeinu Shlomo? So that's Shalai Lishmo. But you take a mitzvah, and the Lishmo part is totally out of focus. What is this whole thing? It's a shmira, and that's it. You lose focus on what the mitzvah is ultimately about. The Yad HaRambam is very, very harsh about this. Now, there's a very interesting Agolas Maimoni that also takes up on this. And this is in the first parak. I think Parak Aleph Halacha Zayin. Let's just talk the very top of it. Okay, fine, that's correct. Let me just find where it is on the page. Oh, Sif, it's Sif Zayin, it's not Aloha Zayin, that's what I... So here we have this. Yeah, let's take a look at this. The question if a mezuzah you have to do in a tzricha ibud lishmo. Right? If you need avdol lishmo. In other words, if you have to make the klaf lishmo. Holochol loshen sefer atruma. Asher kosav alzeh. Shemati b'shem rav Moshe bar Maimon. He quotes the Rambam. And the Agolas Maimon is going to let him have it for this. The mezuzah ain't a tzricha ibud lishmo. The leather doesn't have to be made lishmo. Well, the itbar alagabi sefer Torah tefillin. It's only true by sefer Torah tefillin has to be lishmo. But oimer atam the mezuzah ain't a lechayiv as gufo. That's not a chiyav, a personal chiyav. Ki im lishoymer omen amazikim. It's just to be shoymer in front of amazikim. Ve'en lismo chodov ze below raya. Then he says, how can you be soymer on this without a proof? Shor mezuzah chamura la tzricha sirtut. Mashain came with tefillin. Mezuzah is more chomer. Tefillin does not need sirtut, and mezuzah needs sirtut. So we see we're more machmer. So if the mezuzah needs ibud lishmo, why shouldn't tefillin? So he says, "V'lo yola tamze alibo sharabeinu Moshe." He says, "Chalila, the Rambam never said such a thing in his life. Forget about it. Why? Kasher timtzel kama perakei balocha dalit. That's what we just read in perakei. Ech kosa val oisam shemechashven shemezuzah hi letzorach shmirah b'hanos oylam hazeh. People that say, oh, mezuzah, you know, it's like a soldier putting a helmet on. That's it, you know, that's what it's about. Shem b'chlal mi she'ein lo chelek lo ilam abo. We say for a mitzvah's cost of shenero lo rayosoy, and then he goes into what the Rambam's raya is, where the Rambam got this halacha that he doesn't need ibud lishmo. But here he writes clearly that the Rambam wrote the people shemachashven shemazuzi litzorach shmiru anosu olam zeh shem b'chol mishayin l'chelek l'olam abo. So that cannot be the Rambam's reason that you don't need ibud lishmo.
The Chabad is always pushing them tender. Is that like a person?
Listen, as I said, the essence is the Yisoid Advarim is Lidaiti, that a mezuzah, that every mitzvah has to come mitoch emunah. Every mitzvah has to come mitoch emunah. If it doesn't come mitoch emunah, it's b'chal not a mitzvah. The Rambam says, in fact, you've gone in the opposite direction. If it's devoid of emunah, then it's to the extent even of ein lo chelik lo ilam abo. Yeah, it's in every mitzvah. It's not only true here. It's the Rambam's point is a mitzvah is because kach tzivani yavayri. That's it. Anything that I do, if I take the Rabbeinu Shalom out of the mitzvah, Shanoi's mitzvah. That's what I presume from this Rambam. Now I found, I remember I'd seen it in Rav Moshe Sefer, and so I went back for this year, and Baruch Hashem, I chapped where to look. I didn't remember, I hadn't made a note of it. Rav Moshe writes in the second piece in Parshas Bereishis, why it says Bereishis Boro, not Bereishis Bro. I'll call upon him. I'm not interested so much now in his Torah, what he wants to do with this piece, but what the Ashkofa that he articulates. O Nira, that Bereishis Boro, he says, with this I'll answer Rav Yitzchok's Kasha, right? Rashi quotes to Rav Yitzchok that why did the Torah begin from Bereishis? Since the essence of the Torah is the mitzvahs that were given to Klal Yisrael, so it should have started with a chodesh of Zelachem Reish Chadoshim. So it says, "Oynira shuak dom alachol haTorah." Bereishis bor Elokim is a necessary preface to the entire Torah. Now listen carefully. Shalom nechshav ki mekayim a mitzvahs. A person is not considered as having fulfilled the mitzvah. Alakushu maimen shasham yisborach borah hakoyel. That the Rebbe Hashem created this world. And we'll see more, not only did he create this world, but he told me to do this mitzvah. The veloy amuno, if one lacks amuno, and amuno is in two regards, the Rosh Hashem exists, and he told me to do this particular thing, lo shayach ki mitzvahs. And you'll see from where the proof that it brings. Va'afi ben noyach, and this is true not only of Yidin, it's true of non-Jews too. Mefarish baramim hilchus balochim, a very well-known ramim, perachetz aloch yidalo shabishim, mekayim zayin mitzvahs. A non-Jew that fulfills all the Zion mitzvahs, a very ethical person, a shalom be'amuna, but what amuna doesn't he have? So he has amuna apparently in Hashem, otherwise he didn't fulfill the Zion mitzvahs that he has. But what he's lacking in amuna is Hashem tziva b'torah de Moshe, that the Rebbe Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, shenitz tavu b'nei noyach l'kaimon, that the non-Jews are obligated to do these things. Eino lo mecha chameyam v'lo mecha sidayim. He's not a chochom, but he's not a chosid. So remember he says, because he's learning pshat in the Rambam, that's it. If you don't do the mitzvah, because the Rebbe Hashem told me to do the mitzvah, so gonesh, that's it, nothing. I became anything. This is because she came to Yisrael, and this is certainly true of Jews. Mekayim mitzvah is not because the Rebbe Hashem told us to do the mitzvah. So as I put it, it's a cultural exercise. Of a mitzvah, it's not. Lochain, Norkad Bereishis Bara, Paris Bereishis called Divrei Torah, meaning at the beginning of all the Divrei Torah, Mukhrochim Leid Hashem Yishem Yisborach Bara Oilam. The first thing we have to know is the Brias Oilam. But Turus Bezer Gabkushis Abitzuk Shabarash, Lochain Huchvach of Toyach, Brias Oilam. Because he can't get the mitzvahs. How can he talk about a Chodesh Azalachem Reish Chadoshim? How could you have a mitzvah without Bereishis Bara Elokim, without the realization that the Rebbe Hashem created the world, and the Rebbe Hashem thereby gave us a Torah, and the Rebbe Hashem commanded us in the Torah to do such and such. So in that regard, it's probably good that the non-Jewish world has adopted the Bible. So they believe this is God-given. So at least the mitzvahs that they do, perhaps that they trace back to the biblical source. So according to the Rambam, there's a mile on that.
This is a better answer than Rashi gave for
Rashi told us that it served Klal Yisrael. Why? Because listen, we live in the age we understand Rashi perfectly. Oh, do we understand Rashi perfectly? the Satmar Rebbe Zatzal said it right from the outset. He said, when the Rabbeinu Shalom sent us there to Yisrael, we'll live down the Taina Listim Atem. He says, when we don't have the Rabbeinu Shalom openly with us, we're never going to live down that Taina Listim Atem. And that's the whole Taina, the whole Listim Atem. We'll list them, you know. A guy stole something from me, and it took me a while to get a gang together to go break his head and take back what's mine. So Ich bin der Garif, because I went and took it back from him, you know. But that's the world we live in. So Rav Moshe wrote, so according to Rav Moshe, saying that's why you have to have, you can't have mitzvahs. The whole, you can't begin with mitzvahs, because mitzvahs don't begin until you have Bereishis Bara Elokim, number one. And then that Rabbeinu Shem gave us a Torah was mitzvahs. So you have to start with Amunah. If you don't start with Amunah, it's not shaykh to talk about mitzvahs.
But we say mitzvahs in Shrikol Gvada in many places. So is that just, you have to have that belief in mitzvahs in general?
It's a general. We would assume, okay, the basic assumption is, because of the fact, the Beis Yosef Paskins, there's a Ra'ah that says otherwise, but the Beis Yosef Paskins, that overwhelmingly the Rishonim hold that if I have kavanah not to be yotzei a mitzvah, I can't be yotzei bal korcho. I mean, the Beis Yosef himself in Tavkuf Peites brings a Ra'ah that says otherwise, but he's machriya not like that. The Rishonim overwhelmingly don't assume that, and we don't paskin like this Ra'ah. So what it means is the following, that the reason that the yotzei with mitzvahs ain't tzrichos kavanah, because we say stoma lishmo. Then, well, listen, what am I doing this thing for altogether? So why did I wake up? My neighbor down the block is not doing it. The Irishman is not. Why am I doing it? I'm doing it because the Rabbeinu Shalom told me to do so. I didn't stop to think about it. Good. So in a certain regard, we have that we say, a person, a sefer, that's that you start, you have a maisa that's lishmo. So you don't have to say every 25 times a day lishmo. You sit down as long as you're not mafsik. Whatever a mitzvah that needs lishmo, so you say, I'm making tzitzis, so I say, I'm making it lishmo. And then I go and I can tie tzitzis for 5 hours. I don't have to repeat lishmo, 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 lishmo. So, in a certain regard, we're saying that a yid does mitzvahs because he knows that the Rosh Hashanah told him to do it. So the question is that suffice, stoma lishmo, or you need to articulate the lishmo? But those are that's the general assumptions. In the Rishonim of those two sheets, and that's why negative kavanah, if I have kavanah not to be yaitzeh, so I'm not yaitzeh, because negative takes it out of stop. So the essence, Rav Moshe writes, Rav Moshe spells it out clearly. He has his own source for it, that a mitzvah demands amunah. When I do a mitzvah, so after the first thing of the mitzvah ultimately has to be is because kach tzivani amari. Whether it's subliminally so, because I know generally it's true, or more consciously, when you say mitzvah shichus kavanas to you at a more conscious level, but it has to connect me with the Rabbeinu Shalom. When we lose that connection with the Rabbeinu Shalom, we're in big trouble. Then we veer into the never land. Then it's cultural acts, that's all. You know, on July 4th, there's a barbecue. God's fine, it's God's geschmack. But it's, there's no, even the non-Jewish world around it doesn't claim a religious significance to it. It's, you know, it's a tradition to party, that's all. It's not, I like parties, you know, don't get me wrong. But it's not a religious experience.
So why isn't stress we're relying on the Spam?
What?
Why isn't Kavanah and Mitzvah stress?
I don't know why it's, listen. That's part of our problems. Part of our problems when I spoke before Purim, a 12th grade class, and I said, if we don't connect with the Rabbeinu Shalom, where are we? So a serious 12th grader says it's the first time in his life he heard this idea. So I told him, listen, I'm not being critical of you. I'm just telling you the way it's supposed to be. We don't stress it enough. Why don't we stress it enough? Because the world has an expression. Generals always fight the last battle, the last war. And that's very dangerous.
What war are we fighting?
The war, we are not focused until, if you turn the clock back 50, 60, 70, 80 years, By most people, Amunah was not the issue. The Amunah of the Jews of that time, they were, most of them were very, very unlearned. Life did not provide them with the opportunities. You know, when they went to work before you were a mitzvah, was to become a besagrosa talmud choch, that, you know, life was too harsh. But their amuna was a piece of steel. In any and all circumstances, you know, the average frum Jew was, he couldn't shake his amuna.
You heard Rabbi Grunwald's house say, back in the early 1900s, he said it was a mile wide.
Because the circumstances overwhelmed them, but their amuna and the Rabbeinu Shalom was strong. People that amuna was very strong. Amuna was strong. So the Siyanis Achaim, they weren't learned, and therefore when they were in unfamiliar territory, they were thrown for a loop. They didn't know how to react, what to do, and how to deal with it. But the amuna was strong.
So the battle was to Shemir Samitzah?
Then the issue was Shmiras HaMitzvahs and the harshness of life. You know, how to, that was the battle. Life was harsh, and the outside world beckoned, that it, you know, promised a brighter future. You know, in the 19th century, if you wanted to go to university in Russia, there was a simple price to become a Meshumad, and you got it. That was the price to pay if you wanted to get into university in the 19th century. You know, a Yid that I knew died up a year or so, last summer. So he told me, he says, the communists did one good thing. One thing, he says, we Jews have to be thankful for. In the communist era, he said, was different than the Tsar's era. In the communist era, any Jewish kid that was bright enough to go to college, basically got into college. Maybe not the college of his choice, but he got into college somewhere. They didn't bar the doors against the Jews. You know, there was discrimination, you couldn't go to this one, you had a schlepper in here, but 85% of the Jewish kids, you know, they were the ones that were roy to get into the university, got a university education. He says, in disaster, forget about it, didn't go on. He says, that's one thing under the communists which changed for the better. And it's a person that lived till he died in somewhere between 90 and 95, in the last 30 till close to 60, he lived in Russia. So he knew the system in the Mitzvahs. He came around about circa 1980. So, we're not focused on the issue. We have a Yidin that are from Yidin, and their Amunah is up watery. We're not focused on that.
What are we dealing with
then? Well, listen, right now we're dealing with a lot of things, but we're not addressing the most core issue. The most core issue is Amunah. That's the most core issue. And that's, we don't even talk about it. Who talks about Amunah?
To say Ani Ma'amin B'Amunah Shalem and to sin. So are we saying that's not incompatible? Because you're giving it to your taiva, the exar?
Listen, there is, amuna is at all different levels. The question is how clear the amuna is to me. The clearer it is, the less likely I am to sin. So it depends on what level we perceive the Rabbeinu Shalom. You know, at some level, we don't perceive the Rabbeinu Shalom fully, and therefore we can sin. You know, that's the nature.
That's not amuna shalem.
Yeah, so listen, if we had a Munah Shleima, we would be, ultimately, we would be Malachim, if we had a Munah Shleima, right? The struggle is how to grow in a Munah. So, but the essence of what a Munah is that without that, the mitzvah's cultural acts. So, nothing there. It's another hot dog on July 4th. You know, what methodology we should use to introduce a person, that I'm not commenting about. In other words, if you want a person to introduce him to mitzvahs, because this is just, you know, the Jewish thing, and then ultimately bring them to this is what the Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm not commenting on what the steps have to be, or what order we have to do them. That's not the issue. But the issue is that if we don't succeed and bringing Amunah into the picture, connecting Amunah with the Maisa HaMitzvahs, wouldn't get anywhere.
Thank you.
You're talking about people who are not Baal Teshuvah. I'm talking for all. But I'm saying, I don't mean, don't take me to be commenting that this, if one feels that the way to be makar of a person is through the Maisa Mitzvah, and then I'll bring Coco to the belief issues. I'm not, whatever, that's a judgment that has to be made by people that are out to be makar of.
Those people back in 1915 had Amunah, but they gave up Shabbos because of the Shionos. We keep Mitzvahs, but we don't have Amunah.
The moon is weaker. The moon is much weaker today. The moon is much weaker today. Much weaker. Why is it much weaker? Because they grew up in a different world, in a different society. And the Amunah was stronger. In the world that they lived in their context, the Amunah was stronger.
That have an assaulting. Now you have a constant assault against them.
Well, whatever, many reasons.
Again,
Amunah, Tivus, whatever, media. I heard once, I forgot who he was a famous Baal Teshuva, and he had made his mark first in the world of Hollywood. So he described, he says, what do we do in Hollywood? He says, Hollywood is a lot of drudge work. We come and we spend hours and hours a day. We take a take. We don't like it. We do it again and again and again and again. He says, oh, we're happy with this one. And we work for months and months and months. It's tremendous drudge work. He says, but we ultimately have a product that we sell. What's our product? Our product is ideas. He says, and the packaging is so powerful. It's a Baal Teshuva service. That we change the entire world. He says, the reach, he says, we ultimately affect Meir Shalom too. You know, they don't go to the movies, but they speak to the guy that went to the movies. We ultimately, he says, we change Meir Shalom too. We're selling ideas. That's what we're selling. And we have a very powerful way of doing it, and we're capable, and we change the world as the world goes. The world, we change the world. The reason for the Nisyanus, whatever, there's the whole issues of westernization and everything that comes with it are major issues that touch Amunah. But we have to realize that. And there's also the fact that, in general, that life is more superficial for most people. For most people, life is more superficial. Again, whatever the reasons may be. Now, a very interesting medrash. Yalkut Shemoyli in Parshas Yisro. So the issue is that the Aseres HaDibros begins with Anochi Hashem Elokech, and then it goes into Lo Yeh Elecha. So the Medrash wants to trace what is the flow, why we begin with Anochi and we go to Lo Yeh Elecha. Moshul Lemelech Bosa V'dom Shenichnas L'medina. A king conquers a country. Omer Lo Yavod, and the people liked this particular king. They were happy that he came. So they told him, Gzor Aleim, Gzor Aleim Gzor. So as Avodim said to him, listen, you want to establish your monarchy here? So make laws. You know, take over the place. Omer Lahem, so the king tells his Sarim, his servants, Lechashiyakablu Malchusi, when they'll accept my Malchus, Egzor Aleim Gzor. First they have to accept me as king. When they accept the idea that I'm the monarch, then I'll make laws. Shemalchusai ain't mekablin. If they don't accept my malchus, zerosi hech mekaymen. What are the gzeros going to look like? Kach omar hakadosh baruch hu liyisrael. Anoichi Hashem elokecha Elohi elokech Elohim acherim. Ani hu shekibalti malchusai aleicha b'mitzrayim. Omru lo hein. Mitzvahs stem from Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim. So first has to be Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The Rebbe Shalom said, will you makabel my malchus in Mitzrayim? So they said, yeah, we will. If you will makabel my malchus, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Rotz Yisicha Meretz Yisrayim, you will makabel me as the melech, because Asher Rotz Yisicha Meretz Yisrayim. So now it's in place to tell you, now I'll tell you what I want. If I'm the king, so you acknowledge that, you accept that, then the laws have meaning. If not, who am I talking to? If I'm not the king, go tomorrow, paste up placards all over Kew Garden Hills that you have to do this and this. Sign, Shmerel Code. So I'll wake up in the morning and there'll be signs all over Kew Garden Hills that we have to do this and this. So what do we say? Ooh, in the world of Shmerel Code, this guy think he is sugar of tight, you know, it's nuts. What's it my business, you know? What he wants, what Shmerel Code wants. What's, you know? Yeah, okay, you put up a sign that the police commissioner of New York says this and this is what you have to do. Bill sign Bill Bratton. Shanagaret Andish, you know? Okay, listen. You know, he's the police commissioner, he's in charge here. You know, so whatever the limitations within democracy, but it's not a joke. A sign by the police commissioner, this is what you have to do. It's a different Torah. So the Rebbeinu Shalom said, L'chayr, the Medrash is also saying this thing. You cannot talk about mitzvahs until we first are makabel malchus shamayim. And that's the Seder and Kriya Shema. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's Kabbalah, Shalom, Malchus Shamayim. After that, in the volume, Shema Yatishmu, Mitzvah Yisrael. But mitzvahs must flow from Amunah. If you start with mitzvahs and there's no Amunah, so what is it? What's happened though? What do we have here? What's what do my gzeiros mean? They don't mean anything. You'll do the gzeiro without, even if they would be mekayimah, what would it mean? If it stems from recognition of the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Mamela. But, you know, otherwise we're talking to the wall. You're going to do it anyhow. Well, what is it? It's a garnish. There's nothing there. Mitzvahs have to stem the chayra from the Amun. Rabbi Sai, I think we are going on summer hiatus after this week. Yes.